This podcast is very not safe for work.
And medical journal images to add to the his one-man show.
No, Logan, we'll wait until Judy's done.
Is she done?
Silence. Corinne has sucked.
Oh my god!
I like you as a person.
Uh-huh.
And your penis just happens to be attached to you.
Right, and what do you think about my penis?
I like you, David.
What do you think about my penis?
She likes you and all
you
of
have to say the thing
you.
A coach
I think she's just saying she'd be more satisfied if there was more skin on it.
No!
Friday! This Friday only, and also every Friday, come down to Night Horse Arena and strap in for a night of erotic demolition with Friday Night Fan Fiction. Come see superstars Sean, Val, Logan, David, and Steve-O get down and dirty with the marathon of the worst fan fiction ever written. Bring your mom!
What?
Bring your dad!
But my dad's dead.
Bring your kids.
I'm 32 years old.
Bring your pets. Find random people on the street and bring them too.
I'm a fucking host on the show, you moron.
Friday Night Fan Fiction. All chair have seatbelts because this show is going to blow your ass away. Make sure to bring lots of booze because you'll need it. Audience participation heavily required. Tickets don't cost a thing. That's right, it's free. Your entrance fee is your mental anguish and suffering at your subjection to these horrible stories that will give you nightmares for 10,000 years. The first 100 audience members get nothing, absolutely nothing, except the ability to maybe post more furry porn than David does. Don't miss Friday Night Fanfiction. If you do, we'll send your browser history to your grandma. And you know that would break her heart. And be sure to stay after the show for our circle jerking and inflatable hot tub challenge. The first to fill the hot tub with their jizz has to drink it. Friday Night Fanfiction. It's
fucking fanfiction. All right,
where
were we? What offensive thing were we talking about that I tried to block out?
The Master Chief.
The self jacking off suit. Yes.
Yeah, the Master Chief Squeezy Moeezy set up inside his harness.
Squeezy Moeezy, banana fan of Fofeezy.
Everybody knows that.
Battle stress.
If your suit edges you, then you'll have heightened levels of
testosterone.
It's the special testosterone.
Testosterone is only the active isotope of pitosterone, which is the chemical in your body that can turn you into a pie.
Oh, that's some baleful polymorphism right there. Okay.
You know what would suck if you were an anamorph and the only thing you could turn into was a pie?
Would you?
I don't know. I mean, it's good camouflage if you're anywhere in a bake store, but if you do it in Paula Deen's house, it's just expediting your own death.
I doubt that the Yerk Empire has a catering business that gives desserts.
Red Animorphs, but Animorphs fanfiction, because I feel like way it could be more fucked up than the actual Animorphs.
I mean, you could get super like body horror and the bodies are just transforming mid-coitus and they turn into the end of Akira or anything from the movie The Thing.
See, I still feel like the actual series outdoes that by significant margin.
I think I stopped reading it like book 7 or 8.
I never read any of them.
I know I missed everything. Okay, I remember very vividly the last fucking book in the series that I read was the one where they had the fucking reindeer looking alien and it found a computer program and they're like, oh, it's just solving problems. And it was somebody just fixing somebody's code and accidentally introduced like 100 years worth of technological advances.
Yeah, that was Axe the Endolite.
Yeah, that's the last thing I fucking remember, but I
recently recalled, you know those old choose your own adventure books?
Yeah.
There was one for the Animorphs, and not only would doing the wrong thing kill you all the time, as is typical for the genre, at one point, if you refused to follow their orders 100%, I think it was like, stay out of the way during this mission, the Animorphs kill you.
What?
Like, what they do is they trick you into turning into a fly, trap you in a box, wait 2 hours, then let you out. You are now trapped as a fly for the rest of your life, so like, a day.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute,
do something similar to that in the main books as well.
Oh, yeah, they trap someone as a rat.
Yeah, they trap David as a rat. That's fucked up.
Why don't they just, I don't know, morph back and then crush the glass because a human is more powerful than the glass?
Because they were there fucking 2 hours in the morph, and also if they did try to morph out, they would kill themselves.
Yeah, no, they would just like liquefy and be compressed into a box shape.
Jesus, Animorphs got fucking Lynchian. That is...
K.A. Applegate is a sick, sick bitch, so...
Well, maybe we'll get to that. We've got a little bit of a smorgasbord we're reading tonight. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Val, Sean, and our guest tonight is Solix. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject, but Logan, please go buy this for us.
You know what, there, if we still had a bingo square going on, that would be a free space. How, you know, David asked somebody to buy him some... I remember those fucking things.
Interestingly, wrestle.
So is that Phoenix Wright facing, what's his face from Dragon Ball
Z? No, that's Android 16 and other Android 16 fighting Kung Fu belted Vegeta, I think?
I think it's Gohan.
Also, Chi Tien is in the bottom corner, and then it also features the popular character Power.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Amused Power at that.
Oh, God. Also, that fucking picture you posted of the fully chaved Chewbacca. Yeah, we'll call it that.
I don't think any of us can talk today.
Nope.
I talked just fine.
Yeah. You also showed up with literally less than a minute before the show started, Dave.
You can talk, you just can't English, Val.
I know.
She can only speak two languages, internet and Canadian, and neither of those are valid.
Aw.
It's okay. I'll forgive you anyways, because somehow I can understand you. It's fucking magic. All right, we got stuff to read. We got some Voltron stories and some other stuff. All right. I know of some terrible Animorph fanfiction if y'all want it, Wooly says. Fucking send it in.
There's one already sent in.
Send in another one. Send in all of them.
Send in the clowns.
I have a guess off the top of my head which one they might be talking about.
Oh, wonderful. All right, it's so first up tonight is me being refereed by Logan, and the story is Beloved of the Black Lion by Neri.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I recall, we read this in the hotel room at MAGFest?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because that was fucking beast. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be.
Summary, the Black Lion knew what her pilot wanted, and she would find a way to give it to him. Chapter 1, Beloved of the Black Lion. The Paladins of Voltron were still early in their training, none of us can English tonight.
Hey, I English just real good.
Alright, you English just real good.
Just real good there.
Time for the show.
But already...
Why do I have to learn how to speak English? I already speaks the bitch.
You all have the power to fight and love and learn.
And turn into an Animorph.
And turn into an Animorph. But I don't wanna...
What would be your guys' primary morph?
Not answering because it's not my persona.
Tardigrade. Good luck killing me, fuckers.
Well, actually, tardigrades are exceptionally easy to kill.
Excuse me?
Unless you're in space.
Unless you are, like, extreme weather conditions, they're exceptionally easy to kill.
I would want to be a puma, because that's the closest thing to being a puma man.
Puma!
So then Steve's fursona is a puma. Please make it happen, someone.
Yeah, my fursona, I guess, would be a shark.
Oh, God. You're a shark morph? Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm a shark morph.
Logan, they're terrible. They're just skinless dogs.
You know what? At least he has an excuse to live in a nice, you know, house by the beach for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Val, what would yours be?
I always like orcas.
Orcas? Like the whale?
Yes, the killer whale.
To the whale.
Oh, no, you're also a shark morph, a dog without fur.
Oh, no, Val, you're too Scalar, the whale that doesn't exist.
I need to know where this came from. I'm never able to track it down. You need to ask Brian for me, Dave.
Hey, Brian! Where does two Scalar come from?
The sea.
It was a whale at SeaWorld that killed its trainer.
Except that's not a thing that has ever happened.
No, it is a thing that happened, but the whale did not have that name.
The whale's not named fucking Two Scalar. I don't know where that name came from.
Two Scalar would be my rapper name.
Two Chainz Scalar.
Googling Two Scalar yields several entries in Icelandic, Russian, and I think that's Norwegian.
Okay. Sean, what would yours be?
Probably a grizzly bear or a polar bear.
Oh, you could be a star of those fucking bear morph romance novels.
A respectable fursona right there.
Okay, Dave, why don't you tell us what your fursona is, Mr. Houndoom?
No, it's not a Houndoom. But it's close.
You totally said on the show before that it was a Houndoom.
All right, we're going to read about lions now, the robotic ones that fight people in space, okay?
That actually sounds
I'm
really
pretty
awesome.
Sure they just fuck people in space in this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking in outer space.
All right, I'm not even done the first goddamn ways. Sentence. The Paladins of Voltron were still early in their training, but already it was clear just how much it was a learning process for both pilots and lions. Each day, they learned some previously undiscovered facet of the bonds they shared. There were skills to be mastered, certainly, but to think of it as mastering the lions themselves was the wrong way to approach it. Alfor? Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, Alfor. Right.
Okay, Falcor kept comparing it to a dance where both partners had to communicate with one another wordlessly, anticipating and reacting to one another's movements. Zarkon? God, these names are...
Zarkon, you got that right.
These are the kinds of names I would come up with in, like, third grade.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like...
This is Voltron.
It's a children's show.
Yep. Zarkon, however, couldn't help thinking of it as a more intimate connection. Perhaps his vivid fantasies sparked something in the Black Lion as well. After all, the lions were learning from their pilots how to respond to their signals, both conscious and unconscious. How to recognize their needs before they themselves were even fully aware of them. The Black Lion knew what her pilot wanted, and she would find a way to give it to him. They were separated from the others, a training mission to work on tracking and navigation. Is there sex yet?
No.
I've been so desensitized that if it doesn't happen in the first two paragraphs, I get disappointed.
It's a fucking two-page fic. Yes, there's sex in it.
Okay, good. It was pleasant to be alone for a little while, Zarkon thought. Not that he didn't enjoy working with the other paladins, but at times their chatter and camaraderie grew wearying, and he longed for solitude. Only, of course, he was never truly alone when he was with the Black Lion.
Jeez, why does he gotta be black?
Why does the Black Knight gotta be black, Dave? Why does the Black Bear gotta be black, huh?
Well, okay, Black Knight was black because he was played by Martin Lawrence.
Any excuse to bring up that shitty goddamn movie.
What? Are you saying that Black Knight starring Martin Lawrence is not the pinnacle of cinematic achievement?
No, that's a kid in King Arthur's court.
No, it's a rookie in the outfield.
No, it's Angels in the End Zone.
No, it's Air Bud Golden Receiver.
No, it's Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch.
No, it's Air Buddies Save Santa.
No, it's WrestleMania, which is about a wrestling Jack Russell Terrier.
Is that real?
It's a real goddamn movie.
It's Ready to Rumble starring David Arquette, which single-handedly killed WCW.
But yes, Logan, if you've never seen it, it has a wrestling Jack Russell Terrier. And it's by the same people who made Air Bud. So you know it's good. All right.
What was wrong with people?
What's wrong with us, more like it? Night fell rapidly on this moon, and he had still not located their target. Letting out a frustrated sigh, he brought them down to land on the flat top of a column of stone. They could resume their search when it was light again. Zarkon ran one hand over Black's controls in an affectionate caress before he withdrew from her. Slurp. Outside, the air was brisk, but not too cool, and he removed his helmet and soon the rest of his armor, enjoying the breeze on his skin. He was just lying down, trying to get comfortable and rest for a while, when he felt an unexpected pressure on his back. The Black Lion's paw was resting against his skin. It was large enough and heavy enough that it could have crushed him, but it didn't.
Yeah.
I can only get off when I'm just hanging out under heavy machinery that could possibly kill me. Oh yeah, dangle that fucking construction ball crane right over my genitals.
You wouldn't believe how hard it is to get a ball crane in the other bedroom.
Yeah, Val knows. We've spent a lot of money. That's where all of my funding has gone. All of my 401k is gone.
My 401k is doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, the market's up for now, but then that crash is going to happen, and then there's going to be a lot of people jumping out of buildings, but the buildings will be demolitioned already, so they'll just be jumping 3 feet.
You'd have to be pretty foolish to develop a 401k in this market.
You know what? I'm not ready to
I'm just saying I invest solely in gold.
When it comes to time-tested currencies, how does gold react?
Oh, it only goes up, not down.
But if it goes up for 4 more hours, consult your doctor immediately.
I just stuff all the gold nuggets
stuff
into
all
my
the
mattress.
Gold into your urethra.
He sleeps
on that's
gold.
The best way to keep it is inside your bladder.
When he pees, it's into a golden urinal. Nothing like gold on gold.
Gold. All right. Instead, the paw moved with extreme care, dragging one large metal claw down his back with just enough force to leave a scratch, but not break the skin. Zarkon shivered as the claw caught on his shorts and tugged them down.
My shorts.
All right. I'm going to read this as my Jewish grandmother.
Oh, boy.
He rolled over, looking up at the massive metal frame above him.
This is just your Mrs. Bighead voice.
This is my Mrs. Bighead voice. Although I can do it as Mrs. Bighead if that would make you more aroused.
It won't.
No.
Okay.
Equal amounts.
I'm going to go the under on that one.
Instead, the paw moved with extreme care, dragging one large metal claw down his back with just enough force to leave a scratch but not break the skin. Zarkon shivered as the claw caught on his shorts and tugged them down. He rolled over, looking up at the massive metal frame above him. The black lion's expression was impassive as always, but Zarkon could sense a certain quizzical curiosity as she met his gaze. Really good vocabulary in this one. It was almost as if she was asking him to, but no, it couldn't be. As brilliant and beautiful as beloved was, as his beloved, god damn it.
Reading is hard.
Reading is fun. Dead mental.
As brilliant and beautiful as his beloved was, she was a machine, not flesh and blood. Could she truly share his desire?
I think that's, like, the real question of our time is, can the fuck machines really love us back?
I mean,
if they're programmed to.
Yeah, if it's an abstract sense of love, because you could always set a variable to love equals yes, and then, yes, they love you. But, unfortunately...
Do they truly love you, though?
But what's the true definition of love, then? And don't pull up some Urban Dictionary bullshit.
Chemical reaction in your brain that makes you go, oh yeah, that's love.
I was going to say butt sex, but okay.
True love is sitting down with a really good pulled pork sandwich.
No, it's not.
Fine, what's your definition of love?
I just said butt sex.
All right, I'll give that a pass.
If you really love someone, you'll let them put it in your butt.
The tender caress of her vast metal paw on his engorged cock.
Engorged
cock made him shiver and left no doubt in his mind as to her intentions. Zarkon felt like he could barely breathe. He hadn't thought this was possible. Still wasn't sure if it was, to be truthful, but he was willing to try if she was. As though in response to his thoughts, the black lion crouched down low, her face near to his. Her enormous frame dwarfed him, and he was unsure how to proceed. He stroked the smooth surface of her jaw and said, "Show me what you want."
Next, show me your moves.
Next up is Solix being refereed by Val.
Next up is Solix being refereed by bees.
I was wondering how long it would take to get to that.
Well, I was going to hold out until like the 950 range, but apparently David just blew his load that early.
Yeah.
So I'll grab it in a second.
All right. The black lion gently picked him up in her mouth. Oh, God, no. Don't go here.
No, we're already in divorce territory. It's happening, kids.
The tips of her fangs pressed against his skin, but didn't harm him. And he tripled at the thought of the power she held and the trust they shared. Ah, sub, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Moving carefully, she rolled onto her back as though asking for stomach rubs and deposited him on her chest so that he lay atop her. Zarkon got to his feet, surveying the planes and angles of her torso, saw something that he hadn't noticed before.
No, that. There's no that.
Oh, and saw something he hadn't noticed before. Something like a channel or groove between her hind leg, shadowed but still visible. The lions are mysterious creatures, and there was much the paladin still didn't know about them. This new facet of her being was something she was allowing him and only him to share, and Zarkon felt honored by the sight. He made his way carefully down her torso until he reached the cleft in her armored chassis. Wow, they had really had a Theosaurus open for this, huh? It was almost the length of his body. Oh, God. Made of intricate...
Hey. Don't kink shame. I'm getting hot by this.
Made of intricate folds of metal that glistened in the starlight as though they had been oiled. I feel like this person, like, pulled up old Transformer porn to get a reference for this.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
He reached out carefully to touch the outermost edge of the cleft and found it was indeed slick beneath his hand. He explored it further, running his fingers over the smooth surface, sliding his hand into its depth. It then went in further than he had imagined, all the way up to his elbow without reaching an end.
True love is elbow deep.
The black lion shifted beneath him, encouraging him, and he felt the channel his arm was buried in tighten almost to the point of pain, and then release him again. Zarkon, who the fuck is Zarkon? I've never heard that name in my life.
He's the evil man.
Then why is he with them?
Because he was the original pilot of the black lion.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Zarkon could hardly believe that this was happening, but given this opportunity, how could he not take it? Very easily, he withdrew his hand and crouched at the base of her pussy. For what else could he call it? Shut the fuck up. It took a bit of pinching, but he was able to lie down and ease his cock into her. It's not gonna do anything. You put your whole arm in there.
Hey man, he's gonna feel good.
Is he though?
Yeah, she's not gonna feel much. No, he's gonna feel ever, good. Like, she's not gonna feel much.
You know, it's like you take two pieces of sheet metal,
mm-hmm.
and you just smash your cock between them.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. This is not the BDSM Olympics or S&M Olympics.
No, I don't remember what it was.
Is that the appeal for fucking coasters? I'll never be able to figure that one out either. Why does it happen so often? Anyway, here we go.
What, the BDSM Olympics? There's a lot of people that want to get the paint on.
No, the fucking toasters issue. Why does that happen so often?
I don't know.
It felt incredible. Not warm and yielding like flesh, but hard, slick, and able to tighten or loosen as much as needed in order to accommodate him. It was like flying with the black lion now they had learned to respond to one another's instincts. Zarkon had only to have the urge to thrust harder, and she gave him what he needed to be able to do so. With his cock inside her, he could feel something like a bump at the entrance of her body, a hard knot that rubbed against him with each thrust. She responded to this repeated stimulation by trembling, vibrating. Was it purring? Or perhaps something more primal than that.
Something more primal. There was no perhaps.
It was turning back into its constituent metal parts.
I hate that I, like, automatically attempt to improve this without even thinking about it. That's just how I operate.
No, but you know what? That's okay. You're one of the good ones.
I mean, like, I'm literally an editor. That's kind of what I do.
All right, now edit me some Animorphs body horror porn.
I literally could do that. It's a sad thing. I'm like, you say that, I'm already thinking about it. God damn it. Stop that. Don't make me do this. Don't make me use my powers for evil.
Not like this. Unplugs from Matrix.
Or something more primal than that. Yay. He kept fucking her, rubbing her metal skin with his hands, burying his face in her fold, making his entire body a vessel for the desire he could not hold back. The shudders grew more intense, flowing through his body as well as hers, and he felt her tent surrounding him with her need, proving beyond any doubt that she was enjoying this as much as he was. Zarkon held on tight as she let out a roar and spasmed beneath him. He let himself go when he felt like he was less in danger of being thrown off her, driving himself in with renewed force for a few more strokes before he shot his load somewhere into his beloved lion. Afterwards, he lay atop her belly, resting, gently stroking his hands over her chassis.
I thought it was chassis.
It could be. I was about to ask whether that was pronounced correctly. I really don't know. I've only ever read that word. I mean, I never had to say it out loud. Chassis. Her pussy had closed itself up again once he was done, leaving her as smooth and featureless as before, but he knew it was still waiting for him whenever he needed it.
As the black lion opened up a nice cold Coors Light.
Hey, whatever, man. You gotta drink, man. It's Miller time.
You're everything I've ever wanted, he murmured to her. And the black lion gave a single loving growl low in her throat in return. Oh, so sweet. And I have no idea what's going on.
No, I just want to make sure David's done making noises.
Hey, I see that Animorphs cover you posted. I really don't like it. Can you get rid of that?
No.
Can you just, like, delete that from the internet permanently?
Nope, not gonna happen.
That's quality. That's also, quality means right there.
Congratulations on finishing.
So I'm not gonna dignify that, the response.
Don't worry, I've got the perfect counter to it.
No, I've got the perfect counter to it because David's up next reading.
I remember seeing that.
All right, no, David, you're up next being refereed by Sean, and you're going to be reading Shrektacular. Shrek Hollow was just a boy, but this is serious, so he's an ogre, okay.
By Oikawamim Squad. Summary, he was Shrekawa. He was love. He was life. But could he be Donkiwa's all-star? Notes. Regret. 1. Feel sad, repentant, or disappointed over something that one has done or failed to do. See the end of the work for more notes.
The hell does that say?
I love Solix. You know, you can just say right now, I already hate this story.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading, so I decided.
You're allowed to interrupt him. That's the thing. We do this shit all the time.
What does that say?
It says work text. Work text. Shikawa's.
The moment a story starts with defining a word, I just instantly know that it's going to be garbage.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
It does say work text.
No, Steve, we were just fucking making that up, bruv.
I can't. It's so tiny.
Right, like Shrekawa's weenie. You know, I only know that because somebody once told me.
God damn it.
I knew that was coming.
Shrekawa is a handsome ogre in most respects. Donkiwa was Shrekawa's handsome donkey friend who's ripped as fucked and can't wear shirts because his massive guns tore the sleeves. But donkeys don't wear shirts anyway.
Don't wear shirts anyway.
So it's okay. Donkeys don't wear pants either, but that's a different matter. Shrekawa and Donkiwa hang out sometimes, even though Shrekawa can be a little shit.
David, your challenge is drink and try to sing All-Star at the same time.
Okay.
Oh no, don't do it because you'll ruin your microphone and your computer, and I don't want to pay for that.
You get lucky this time, Steve. Even though Shrekawa can be a real little shit and likes to go and try to woo all the lady ogres, what a loser god. And Donkiwa, see, there's no comma there, so it implies that Shrek has ascended past the plane of mortality.
Of course he has.
And Donkiwa has to punt him into the swamp because, hey, why not? So Shrekawa and Donkiwa are chilling in the forest, and Donkiwa can't see shit because he's colorblind, apparently. And so even though Sundari Donkiwa wants to pick Shrekawa flowers, sometimes he can't because all the flowers are the wrong colors, and he knows that Shrekawa's favorite color is a specific shade of teal. You know, when I was a young man, there was a place called Putt-Putt Golf and Games nearby. And because I was super clever, I would call it Butt-Butt Golf and Games.
You know, there was a whole series of video games called Putt-Putt. Also, wait a minute, Dave, this is a thing. Putt-Putt.com. Was this in Texas?
This was in Texas, yes.
Okay, maybe it's still there.
Well, the one that was near my house is not, but there is a Putt-Putt place.
Putt-Putt Abilene, Putt-Putt South Arlington, Putt-Putt Fort Worth, Putt-Putt Hearst, Putt-Putt Longview, Putt-Putt Tyler, Putt-Putt Webster, and Putt-Putt Waco.
We have to go all the way to Virginia to get some Putt-Putt.
Like, they had this really shitty jingle that I can remember mostly to this day.
Okay. I want to step in, I want to go, I want to rock it, I want to rock it, I want to play Putt-Putt Golf and Games.
So what if you stop that and never do it again?
No, it's my show.
I want. Are you done? Is it over?
Yep. Golf. Shade of teal. Butt. There is none. But Donkiwa doesn't cry because he's a big buff donkey. And buff donkeys don't cry. Only the itty bitty baby ones do.
Well, what is this?
It's a, I don't know, but I think it's like a Shrek, but he's a weeb.
It's Shrek, but he's an anime.
It's a Shrek anime. A Shranime, as they call him.
Ugh, that's a terrible term. I hope it's medical.
Donkula, my head still hurts. Shrekawa whines, rubbing his big yaoi ogre hand over the back of his perfectly coiffed head. From where you hit? You were such a fucking gay A-plus loser. You would have had it. I would have had to hit you. Donkula replies, withholding his true feelings because he's stubborn as a mewonky.
Mull.
A mewonky.
Shrekawa guesses. An A-plus loser. I get an A-plus. And Donkia launches Shrekawa into space because he's 500% done. And after Shrekawa drifts in space for a bit, he plummets back to Earth. But he's okay because he lands in a swamp and ogres are durable creatures. And so Donkia doesn't feel sad.
Okay, so dear NASA, fuck your heat shielding. Just put donkeys outside the shuttles.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's Shrek.
Put ogres outside the shuttles and have them land in swamps.
Eh, that's also okay, but I really just want to see a shuttle covered in donkeys.
It's just Eddie Murphy donkeys.
Just give me a second. I have to compose myself.
You're looking up
porn. I'm just busy reading about the fucking franchising agreements for Putt-Putt Fun Center.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to open up a fucking golf. There are like 4 different golf places in my town, so I don't think I would be able to. God, that guy's hands are huge.
It's called Yaoi hand.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is? Because those hands are like not comforting at all. I'd be like, dude, you have elephantitis in your hands. What the fuck?
They have to be at least as big as his whole chest. I mean,
like, granted, that's good for prostate massage, but
you have to be able to fully engulf someone's cock in your hand.
Like, you ball a fist around it, and then you just squeeze out the goo.
You squeeze out the goo, exactly.
Let's
that's
see
how hand jobs work, right? You just squeeze out the goo.
Like a toothpaste, face, yeah.
You mean that's not how I'm supposed to do it?
Meanwhile, you cut it over to Steve, and he just has an ice pack on his dongus.
You don't know me!
I was under the impression that you never took the ice pack off your dongus after your sounding.
It still hurts on the inside.
Yeah, another because they put it there.
I was waiting for us to get to.
Shrekawa climbs out of the swamp, and for some reason he isn't crying, but he's bleeding a little bit from where he hit his head on a stick, but that's okay because it's stopping, so it doesn't really matter anyway. Then why mention it, bruv?
Because it's writing, and it's bad writing, and it's wonderful.
You're bad writing.
Yes, I know. I'm a terribly written character, Dave. Why else would I fucking be here?
Oh, you're a goodly written character.
Did you just say goodly?
I sure did.
Get out. You're gonna do it about it. Next up is Logan being refereed by me.
Donkiwa, grass inward.
Gasps
inwardly as he realized that Shrekawa is beautiful as he climbs from the swamp, moist and glistening with his mud-covered abs. His clothes have become see-through from the swamp water, and Donkiwa can't tear his eyes away.
No, we'll get copyright strike. Stop it!
They cling to smooth, viridescent skin and highlight each of his bulges.
Bulges.
His breath comes short in his throat, and his heart begins to hammer in his donkey chest.
Thungity, 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 thungity.
He can see each con of Shrekawa's godly body as he flicks his now not so perfectly coiffured hair from his face and sachets over towards where Donkiwa is sitting with his back to the trunk of a tree.
You know, the last time we heard the word sachet, we were reading Back to the Frollo.
Back to the Frollo now.
Just want to remind people of that because the misery sustains me.
There's a very intensive Frollo RP vlog on Tumblr that I really like.
Oh no. Yeah,
I may have directed them to it.
Well, I hope they liked it.
No, they were pleased.
His hooves are trembling. That was mean of you, Donkiwa-chan. Shrekawa begins to peel his wet shirt off that magnificent, chiseled ogre body, like peeling the layers of an onion. And he smelled faintly of onions.
No!
Rivulets of water dribbled down over his chest and past his magnificent ogre nipples down into the waistband of his trousers. And Donkiwa's eyes follow it all the way down, right to the trail of coarse hair winding its way down from Shrekawa's navel. Shrekawa's nipples are hard as he flings his wet shirt to the ground and sits down next to Donkiwa.
This somehow, smooth jazz in the background is just really just, it's perfect.
Somehow,
oblivious to the effect he's having on the Donkiwa, can't take his eyes from Shikawa's green skin. As green as a frog's skin, but greener.
Okay, soft. Little Jimmy, how green is this? It's as green as a frog's skin, but, greener?
Like the leaves of a tree, but softer and wetter. Donkiwa knows his own donkey nipples could never be as fantastic as Shrekawa's ogre nipples, which glisten like emeralds. But first, thank you, dog.
The dog, your dog is hungry at the mention of ogre nipples.
My dog is already...
which glisten like emeralds. But for some reason, it doesn't bother him at all. All he can focus on is the long, lean, green volleyball machine. Volleyball machine.
Wow. Yeah. No, he's gonna have sex with one of them automatic volleyball servers. Are you telling me you're not attracted to those?
Oh, I thought he was gonna have sex with one of those ball polishers where you just stick your dick in it.
Oh, the Ballo Shino!
The Ballo Shino, yeah!
His big yaoi ogre hands are calloused from having to set and serve those huge onions. And Donkiwa can't help but imagine how good those hands would feel on his furry donkey body. Or even better, on his donkey dingle.
Ugh.
No, he thinks to himself, turning away from Shikawa. I can't think of him that way. I can't. He's an ogre. But does it really matter? Can't love bring together even those from the most abject of circumstances? Can't love unite two beings in such a special spiritual connection that they are able to put aside all differences, all the things that would keep them apart? Donkiwa looked into those beautiful ogre eyes, brown like the very bottom of a swamp.
That's beautiful. This is a beautiful piece of literature.
Yeah. Next up is Val being refereed by David. I was crying on my dick so much that, or was crying out of my dick so much at this beautiful literature.
He swears he hears music swell. Music that sounds suspiciously close to Smash Mouth All Star.
God damn it. You sound like you're trying to sing karaoke, but your jaw got broken, so you have one of those big metal wiring contraptions holding it shut for a month and a half.
I just think it sounds like he's having a tongue.
He's not saying words.
David, are you playing All Star on the Ballo Shino?
How would you play music on the Ballo Shino? Just put in different sized balls?
No,
yeah. different frequencies.
I would imagine there's a control on how much polish you want on your ball.
Well, I mean, I love to have my one ball very polished.
Well, I mean, you can with the Shino Ballo. You don't need the dual tank, you just need the regular.
Okay, it's appropriate. Shrekawa is an onion volleyball all-star, but his donkey was all-star too. Not that the chiseled donkey boy would ever admit it. The thought made Donkiwa want to submerge himself in that mud that is Shrekawa's eyes and never have to leave. Shrekawa glances at him suspiciously, and Donkiwa flushes beneath his furry cheeks. Shikawa has caught him staring. What's wrong?
I need you to say this is like one of the Oni-chan characters.
Also, why did I jump down this rabbit hole of terrible Shrek fan art?
Mistakes and the miracles, Steve.
Oh god, the last one.
No. This
it
one.
It looks like a mix with Jabba the Hutt. Oh, that's seriously, the one just above looks like a mix between Shrek and Jabba. Of course, Shrek and Shadow.
Yeah.
So much Shadow and Shrek.
Shouldn't most of this be in Not Safe for Work?
Anywhere it would be not safe. What is there like some sort of shipping pairing of Shrek and Shadow at this point?
Yeah, they're both tortured souls,
so yes. They have to bang together.
Okay, I didn't know, but now I am aroused.
All right.
Good, Steve. Hold on, I found a female Shrek.
Okay.
This is going to be a pregnant Shrek.
No. What's wrong, Donkiwa-chan? Shikawa asks, and Donkiwa blushes even harder. Are you blushing? Oh, God. I'm not, Donkiwa replies gruffly, crossing his hooves. Shikawa smiles at him. Oh, what a glorious smile it is, and leans across a little. Donkiwa's heart leaps in his chest. His smile like this feels like Shikawa shows him his very deepest layer. You are. Shrekawa teases. I'm leaving. Don Kiwa says shortly.
All right, bye, Val. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Yes, Tonic.
Friday Night Fan Fiction now 100%.
You sound so depressed. It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Well, yeah.
But it's our show. Okay. And yes, like I said, I'm pretty sure there's a Shrek pony. At least one. Okay. Don Kiwa says shortly and hops to his feet. Hooves, actually. Stretching all four of his legs before strutting decisively back the way they had come. Or making to, at least. Oh, Grease! He can't get far. Not when Shrekawa's big ogre hand arrests his movement. He turns around to see Shrekawa leaning forward a little, mouth smiling slightly and eyes hooded. Don Kiwa-chan! Shrekawa hums softly, his fingers creeping up Don Kiwa's arm. Do you want to come back to my swamp?
No.
Don Kiwa gulps, avoiding the ogre's searing gaze. You always tell everyone to get out of your swamp. The corners of Shrekawa's lips curl into a smirk. But Don Kiwa-chan, he whispers, leaning close to his furry ears. You can always get into my swamp.
God damn it. No, do not refer to your genitals as a swamp. That moisture will give you a rash that will never go away.
Oh, you love what you want to get in my swamp?
Yeah. No.
All right, what's the barometer for your swamp right now?
Don Kiwa gasps
100%.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Don Kiwa gasps slow in his throat, feeling arousal stir. Deep within his donkey belly, for one, I thought it was going to say donkey balls. He imagines Shrekawa, all that perfect green skin and those smoldering eyes, stretched out over the pelts of his bed, wearing nothing but dot 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 his old boxers.
You mean the ones that he masturbated in for the last 3 years and it's just formed a sentient crust?
Yeah.
Gross.
Don Kiwa bites his lips and looks down at where their fingers would be intertwined if Don Kiwa had fingers, but he's a donkey, so he has hoof, which makes things difficult sometimes.
Wonderful. All right, the last one up is Sean, refereed by Val, and then we'll be circling around again.
Shrekawa, what are you trying to say? Shrekawa grins, putting his face very close to Don Kiwa's. So close that Don Kiwa can feel his stagnant, oniony breath graze against his ear. You haven't realized, Don Kiwa-chan. The look in Shrekawa's eyes is
so he's
absolutely
the only one that can do a reputable Shrek voice. It's good to know for the future.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, Dave, what's so fucking funny?
Logan, I found a picture of Steve when he finally realizes what he's done.
What the?
There you go.
Where's the button to throw myself in?
Look, you can take my Senran Kagura from my cold, dead hands, okay?
You will be
cold,
dead.
Your cold, dead, engorged hands.
Yes, they will be. No, they won't be engorged! God damn.
Hi, Laza.
Yeah, she's snoring.
The look in Shrekawa's eyes is absolutely criminal. I want your hot nether rod. His voice lowers by octaves. In all of my lairs.
Jesus, how fucking loud is that dog snoring?
I think you might want to check her for possession.
No, I mean, we know she's possessed.
Possessing
but she's,
an internal motor.
She's literally possessed by poop because she poops 7 times a day.
That's a lot of poop.
Yes.
Shut the hell up, Yorimeshi.
Don Kiwa's whole body goes taut with ravenous desire. I want... What do you want, Don Kiwa-chan? Shrekawa breathes seductively. I want to give...
Oh, Jesus. Come on, man.
Yep.
With me? Shrekawa gasps, his face darkening with arousal. Yeah. Don Kiwa moves his hoof to caress Shrekawa's face tenderly. I want to pierce all of your layers with my schlong.
All your layers, not of your.
I want to pierce all of your... No, goddamn it. I want to pierce all your layers with my schlong, my big donkey tan banana.
God damn it! No!
Banana.
No! All right. Didn't we have an ongoing list of things that penises are called? Because that needs to be added to it.
Donkey tan banana.
It's probably on the same
list. There's a Tumblr link that lists, like, in fanfiction and whatnot, what penis is called and also what kind of
So, yes,
what people
big,
use as lube.
Big donkey tan banana. Yes.
10 banana, no!
I couldn't help but notice there's an even better one coming up.
Oh, no.
It's utterly incredible.
Donkiwa, I want you to destroy my hot, wet swamp.
All right, get the napalm!
Donkiwa shivered again, wanting to run his hooves over every inch of Shrekawa's leathery, wet skin. Fine, I'll come back with you. They go back through the forest, and the clouds of mosquitoes are nothing compared to their combined desire. As soon as Shrekawa kicks down the door to his swamp, parentheses, walls plastered with posters of his favorite ogre volleyball stars, in parentheses, his pants are off, and wow, what a big wand of coming.
All right, well, that's another one.
That might be my favorite one so far.
Wanda coming.
Wanda coming broke me completely. I had to beat myself and just lost my shit there for a bit.
Not you yourself.
No, I didn't want to disturb things too much. But besides, I was like halfway. I was reading ahead. Sorry, can't help.
Oh, no, don't
That's
read
a drink.
Ahead.
But it is nothing. Nothing compared to Donkiwa's monster yogurt slinger.
All right, that's my fucking favorite. That is my fucking favorite.
His blue veins.
Because
sausages.
I literally imagine myself with a spoonful of yogurt just flinging it at people.
is that how bukkake works?
No, that's no. It's like if my dick could anamorph into a version of myself, it would do that.
So you would call that one. So you would call that one a little Steve-O?
Yeah, I would. I'm like a Matryoshka doll.
Like, you're not too far off already with the beard down there.
Well, okay, I do need to groom. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
His blue vein sausage is so big that
God damn it!
Screams because he thought it was a snake and he got scared for a bit. But it was okay because it was just Donkiwa's jackhammer.
Oh, hey, jackhammer, like the stuff we used to gargle with.
Dang, that lap rocket. Shrekawa feels like he's going
All right,
to pass
there,
out.
There's your drinking rule. If you read the story in the future, drink for every different phrase of a penis.
Shrekawa feels like he's going to pass out from all the blood rushing to his ogre DNA rifle.
All right. I wasn't on board for this game, but I'm on board for this game now.
Unreal Tournament. For your next game, please have a DNA rifle.
Is that like you shoot it into someone and then you explode out of them as like a baby?
Yeah, well, okay. It would be like a combination of the bio gun, which they had in Unreal Tournament 99, and the telefragger or whatever?
Yeah, the telefragger from...
Yep. Also Turok. From the same game. But yeah, so it's a combination telefragger / bio gun.
Terrible. He feels
Steve,
hot.
Steve, that pillow sucks and you're gonna go to jail.
He feels hot all over his ogre body.
Oh yes, I do. When my body pillow arrives, I'm gonna be so hot.
He lies down on the bed sexily, giving Donkiwa his best bedroom eyes. He just hands them to him.
There's still one more coming. I'm gonna lose it.
Come to me, Donkiwa-chan. Shrekawa will never forget the feeling of strong hooves against his green skin, the sound of Donkiwa's donkey honk in his ears, and the full feeling of his ding dang diggity donkey dong.
Okay.
After their steamy swamp loving, Shrekawa lies in Donkiwa's arms with his head resting against that ripped donkey bicep, sighing contentedly. His ogre finger traces circles around Donkiwa's furry chest, over his furry heart. I never knew you loved me, Donkiwa-chan. Donkiwa shifted a little, secretly liking the faint rotting smell of Shrekawa's hair. Because he is an ogre. Oh, I love you, Donkiwa says. That's because... He stares directly into the camera. You're my all-star, and you know what to say. He kisses Shrekawa's forehead. Shrekawa is love. Shrekawa is life.
God damn it, no.
Tears spring to Shrekawa's eyes and gasps. Oh, Don Kiwa-chan, we'll be together forever, right? Of course. Don Kiwa's voice is a whisper in the half-light of the fireflies outside the window. Our relationship will only grow like an onion. The end. Notes. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
They should be.
Yep. Also, I think I did find legitimately the worst body pillow art I've found so far.
That's...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just bad art.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
All right. We got one more story left for tonight. It's another Voltron story, I believe. It's called In the Mood That Fighting Is For... God damn, I can't even read the fucking title!
GG.
In the Mood That Fighting Is For by Gunboots.
Gunboots.
All right, and first up is me, Big Rafferty by Logan. David, how many drinks are you in right now?
I'm in number one.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a mason jar, so...
you turned temporarily Western Canadian in the middle of saying that, by the way. Yeah, Gunboots, but it's a mason jar. Summary. So that happened. Shiro begins again, coughing and trying to look like their fearless leader and not like someone who deflowers 17-year-olds. Oh, God!
Yay.
It's not exactly taking, especially when Lance realizes Hunk is staring at Shiro's arm. Hunk, come on. I washed it. I'd hope so. Hunk turns to Lance, and Lance is starting to get a little offended because, hey, if anything, why were there not congrats in order? Shiro is hot, and Keith's dick and his mouth were great, so what gives? How are you... Are you dating? Is it both of them? Your mouth is not that big and you're like a twig. How have they not broken you? This is a long-ass summary!
Evo, you were supposed to yell that.
Oh, like a twig! How have they not broken you?
I think you could do louder if you tried.
And the dog was unfazed.
The dog is still louder.
First off, it's complicated, Lance says, frowning. Also, excuse me, I'm like double Keith in muscle mass. Yeah, no, you aren't. Chapter 1, In the Mood That Fighting Is For. God damn it, Dave, stop Chewbacca.
You see how annoying it is when your dog does it?
Like, farther away.
I can't hold the
mic. All right, do me... Do me a favor. Ladies and gentlemen, the gargling monks of Maryland. Val, take the poking stick and poke Laza. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I needed a break.
There's no escape for you.
We killed Steve-O.
Okay, he's back. I just poked Laza a bit, and she doesn't give a shit. She's like,
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up there and poke her with one of the 3-day-old bagels we have, okay? That'll get her goddamn attention. She wants food. Here we go. Now I'm actually reading my fucking section. If there was any silver lining to this whole awkward affair, it was that for once, it wasn't Lance's fault. It was Keith's, which on any other occasion, Lance would have totally laughed about it. To Keith's face! If it wasn't for the fact it unfortunately concerned him and Shiro. I don't know who any of these characters are.
Stop commenting on Ethan.
On one hand, Lance supposes this all could have been avoided if they'd all just come clean and told everyone else that they were all dating. But he wasn't exactly sure how Shiro never really mentioned it. And Keith didn't either, so Lance didn't bring it up. Ladies and gentlemen, a lesson on a run-on sentence that turns into a fucking paragraph. He was kind of preoccupied since most downtime after missions now were either spent in Shiro's room or Keith's, and there wasn't a lot of talking after. He'd thank the garrison for their stamina training, only he's pretty sure that riding Shiro's and/or Keith's dick, parentheses S, God, wasn't exactly what they probably had in mind. Anyway, point being, it wasn't his fault. It was Keith's, and he was the completely mature adult here. Asterisk.
Jesus! What the fuck?
They're doing mental exercises again for some reason. Lance isn't really sure why just that Allura said so, and that Koran agreed, and then they were all sitting in a circle trying to form Voltron in their minds again. Lance thought that it would probably go easier this time around since, well, they could actually form Voltron on command now, and they'd had a few more battles under their belt. What he didn't realize was that the whole sharing their thoughts amongst each other bit was a lot more complicated when you're sleeping with two out of the five parties there of the parties present. All right, that's drink. And said parties likewise seemed to realize that all three of you were going to have to hide the fact there was a reason you or Keith tend to limp into the cafeteria every once and a while. It's once in a while.
Well, the author said once and a while.
I am aware. The author's wrong! Lance would like to commend himself in that he was able to keep focus and not think about the shape of Shiro's dick in his mouth or the feeling of Keith's hands tugging at his hair or scratching his back. He was a total professional and didn't blow it.
Ha!
Just FYI, that was written in the goddamn story.
Okay.
At first, it all seems to be working. They're all sitting there again and focusing again, and you can see the pieces in his mind forming, and then Lance is hit with image of Keith pinning his arms behind him as Shiro spreads Lance's legs wider. Robo fingers slick with lube. Smirking is he. It's only a second, but it's long enough for the image to form, and immediately Lance can tell where the thought came from. Fights down the blush as he realizes that it was only just yesterday! Also, Keith and his stupid, wonderful dick just thought of sex when they're trying to form Voltron! I feel like Alex Jones.
That's right. Now, I've been told that this force has five robotic lions that can come together to form something called Voltron.
Now, have you seen the clip of him railing about drag queens reading to little kids?
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to take up my chair and go, panhandling, and just toss the chair, but not actually because I like my office. Oh my God! Lance winces as he opens his eyes to see Hunk and Pidge staring at three of them in horror. Which rude, Lance thinks, but then he goes back to panic mode because, oh God, Keith just thought about sex with him and Shiro in front of Hunk and Pidge! They're all gonna fuck, ain't they? Yeah. Just pointing it out. Solix, you're up next.
Alright, here we go.
Also, Logan, is that a thing that we have to change, or is it okay?
No, it's just
It's
funny.
Just beautiful? I need to read this now. Okay, go ahead.
I, Keith says, and then snaps his mouth shut, completely at a loss for what just happened. Shiro is literally facepalming, which great. Now even he isn't sure what to do. What was that? Lance, Shiro, and Keith should have probably, in hindsight, said something or done something. But well, hindsight is 20/20. Yes, Lance says at the Lance says the same time that Shiro offers up, there's a reason, and Keith says nothing, it looks like he wants to die and isn't all that helpful. That's a mood. There's another beat of silence. Hunk still looks momentarily traumatized. Oh, come on. Pidge has gone from shock to mild judgment, which Lance has kind of learned comes from Pidge a lot. I can't get over that name. Sounds like a pigeon. At least when it comes to him. So, that happened. Shiro begins again, coughing and trying to look like their fearless leader and not someone who deflower 17-year-olds.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's the thing. Also, I want to point out that I went upstairs. You know, Laza? Snoring? She's fucking awake. She snores when she's awake more than when she's goddamn asleep.
It's not exactly taking, especially when Lance realizes Hunk is staring at Shiro's arm. Hunk, come on. I washed it. I'd hope so.
Oh, that's not an excuse, though. If I went up to Val with a fucking Doritos, like, bag and said I wanted to stick it in her and said, hey, it's okay, I washed it, that would not fly.
I'd hope so, Hunk turns to Lance, and Lance is starting to get a little offended because, hey, if anything, why were there not congrats in order? Shiro is hot and Keith's dick and his mouth were great, so what gives?
This I mean, what gives?
How are you? Are you dating? Is it both of them? Your mouth is not that big, and you're like a twig. How have they not broken you? First off, it's complicated, Lance says, frowning. Also, excuse me, I'm like double Keith in muscle mass. Yeah, no, you aren't. God, this person writes like how I did when I was 12. Anyway, like changing quotes without telling it who's actually talking.
It's still better than my inner life.
This is true.
Always be thankful it's better than my inner life.
Still better than Sonic and the Search for Love.
Hey, I kinda...
had no quotes in it.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Blocked out of your memory. Well, anything's better than the Pokemon story.
Oh, which one? Halcyon or Celesteon?
Oh, no. Just the
Daddy, title, Dearest the Daddy. Pokemon
story. Look, I don't know. We've read way worse than Daddy Dearest, okay?
No. The one just titled The Pokemon Story, where the horrifying mutilation thing, where the guy's in self-insert has the same name as the author.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that's still one of the worst fanfictions I think I've ever read. Let's see. Yeah, no, you aren't. What's so complicated about this? All three of us are dating, Keith interjects, finally recovering. People who date have. Yeah, they got that, Keith. Shiro finishes quickly as Hunk somehow panics more and Pidge continues to watch them all with a raised brow. How are you not freaking out? Hunk demands as Pidge shrugs in response. Don't get me wrong, that was jarring and way more than I ever wanted to see of Lance. Now, I'm mildly concerned that Shiro is damaging his robo arm, but it's their business, it doesn't really affect me. See, that would be my response. I just don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that sex with me is damaging?
Are you saying sex with me? There's not that.
I keep doing that. Are you saying sex?
Fight it! Fight your brain! Fight that autocorrect that you have turned on right now.
I don't know how.
Drink more.
All I have is hideously flat Diet Coke.
Drink
it's
more!
It's really disgusting. It's probably worse than anything you guys are drinking. But
okay, pour the Coke in your eyes every time you correct something.
God damn it, no, he'll never be able to read!
That might be an improvement. Are you saying sex with me is damaging? Lance is upset. He's seen that arm take a lot more damage than fingering him. And honestly, Paige was just being mean. Shiro sighs and tries to put a comforting hand on Lance's shoulder, but it's too late. Lance, no period, by the way. Lance is already upset over Pidge and their hurtful, hurtful words.
Bear hair. Bear hair, hair, hair.
No, I just think he shouldn't be exposing it to orifices if he isn't exactly sure what Galratec can do.
All right, come on, just fist him already. Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what it can do, buddy. Ugh, no, I saw that already. Paladins. It's both a blessing and a curse that Aura and Corrin both decide to show up in that exact same moment. Oh God, please don't let them join. I've seen pictures of the old dude. He disturbs me. He looks like an unusually tall gnome.
I need to see this now.
Corrin, I think is this guy's name. He looks like your traditional gnome, but actually the normal size. It's really upsetting. Yeah. Why are you not mentally forming Voltron? It's Lance this time, who accidentally thinks the image again, sharp and present, and totally showing up in front of all of them again. It is all Key's fault, because instead of just saying, why, Lance's mind decided to just picture it instead of explaining or anything rational.
Next up is David being refereed by Sean.
Okay, we're on page four, yeah?
Yes. That's a drink for everyone.
Haha, suck it, everyone but me. Needless to say, it doesn't go over well with the princess. Needless asterisk.
How long have you been fraternizing like this?
Alora's been doing a lot of yelling, and Lance, while appreciative for the view, is decidedly not a fan of anything else going on.
All three of you?
It's not a big deal, and we're like happier this way. We've finally taken the damn mind helmet thing off. Unfortunately, it led straight to a weird interrogation.
I come over and she stops, so I can't figure out how fucking loud she is.
Perf.
It's not that big deal, I said already, and Pidge and Hunk couldn't escape. It's not affecting our mission. Well, okay, except for just now. Alora, it's how long? Alora presses and Lance does the cowardly thing that and hides just the littlest bit behind Shiro as he reports.
Maybe like a week? When did the food goo machine last breaked?
That is almost a month ago!
It hits Lance at that moment that maybe all the terrors of losing time and space that his old flight instructor piped on about may actually have some merit. He'd been in a relationship for a month and had no idea. Of course, he'll think deeply about all of it later. At the moment, he's more concerned with the fat he's been in... the fact he's been in a relationship with two people for a month!
Wait, so is it our anniversary, do I buy you gifts? Do you guys buy me gifts?
Lance asks because it's vital and important, and he's very new to the whole relationship deal.
You have to buy me gifts, right? I mean, Keith definitely has to.
We'll sort that part out later, Shiro says diplomatically, and right, there's Alora, and she still looks super pissed. Corin, too, though less angry and more concerned. Lance isn't sure, but he has the bad feeling Corin's like hunk and is trying to figure out exactly how Lance was able to support both Shiro and Keith. Lance trying to dwell on that thought or the speculative looks Corin keeps giving, but he's trying to imagine it all in his head.
You've been dating for a month,
Alora begins, and Lance really doesn't understand why she's so mad unless does she really like him after all? Lance is about to open his mouth to assure her that he's very sorry and he's already got his hands full when she adds,
I meant,
and you haven't been practicing safe sex?
So is anybody else substituting Lance for Lance Bass? Because I have been the whole time.
I have no idea who that is.
You know what? Yeah. This is like 10 years before you were born.
He keeps saying Sin Harvest, and I don't know why. That is a deep cut reference for all you Kingdom Hearts fans.
Yep.
I wasn't paying attention to what?
So, in Kingdom Hearts, Sephiroth is voiced by former NSYNC member Lance Bass.
Yep.
Oh.
Why would you put Lance Bass in that role when he has two lines?
Ooh.
I don't know. What? David, did you cast the game?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you tell us.
Well, my thought behind it was it'd be really funny to make Lance Bass, famous member of NSYNC, only get two lines.
Yeah, damn it, now I need to clean my monitor.
And also make my spirit girlfriend, Mandy Moore, Aerith. I was really into that back in 2002.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wait, what? Lance is relieved to see that both Shiro and Keith seem just as confused as he is.
The princess is right. Sexual transmitted diseases are real.
Wait, no, this is Corin. So he's like, the princess is right. Sexual transmitted diseases are a real threat, even in space. Corin adds, and Lance is a sinking feeling of what this is all leading to. He desperately prays against the inevitable as Shiro asks, so it's okay for us to keep fraternizing?
Well, parents have occasionally had relations with each other before. It's just, usually it's limited to two.
Alora admits,
personally, I don't care as long as you're able to focus. However, the fact that you've been so unprepared is a problem.
You can't be serious. They teach us about sex in schools. Kind of.
Lance leaves off a bit.
How can you be kind of taught about sex?
Like in healthcare?
They just tell you one half of it.
All right, so have a penis and you have a vagina. Next class.
Good luck. Good luck, fucker.
No.
Good luck figuring this shit out.
you have to cue up that Star Fox voice clip. Good luck.
Good luck.
And
you'll need it.
The song starts and they just start stripping. Ah!
When is Ace Combat coming out?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Who cares about fucking Ace Combat?
Ace Combat because I like Ace Combat, bro.
Finish your line.
Okay. Lance leaves off the bit where the garrison heavily punished fraternization, but what Alora doesn't know.
All right. Next up is Logan being refereed by me.
Logan being refereed by Logan.
Where? Stop Why that. Are you Stop that right that? Now. Fix that.
No. I'm changing all instances of Corin's name to Ace Combat.
No. You're not.
Damn it. I can't control Z that.
Ace Combat's enthusiasm. Can you put on the song, what the heck is it? Megalith Agnes Day from Ace Combat 4, please? Thank
no.
you.
No.
Well, fuck you then!
Smash Mouth's All-Star?
Yeah, put on Smash Mouth's All-Star.
But like a MIDI version?
But in reverse.
Yeah, a MIDI version, but in reverse.
I hope you're taking notes, Steve. Because this better be in the real episode.
It ain't. You yelled at me for 3 seconds of Careless Whisper. How am I going to get away with putting the entirety of Smash Mouth's All-Star in
because
the show?
It's MIDI and reversed.
God damn it. That's it.
There's no way the government filters will catch on.
Oh my God.
Kind of. No. We won't have our paladins falling to something as benign as disease. Corin's enthusiasm. Lance is horrified to discover seems absolutely genuine. Listen up, boys. You've been very unhealthy, and it's up to us to protect you.
Strip.
There's it's a no little hair. Late for that. Keith yeah. murmurs. He's already put his head in his hand. Lance desperately wants to follow suit, if only to make it all go away. Shiro grimaces.
Yeah.
No nonsense. It's time for education. Proper education. In any other occasion, on any other occasion, Allura agreeing to teach them about sex would have filled Lance with joy. Presently, he felt like jumping out the window into the cold vacuum of space. Still, Lance tries valiantly, if only for the sake of his sex drive, to get out of it. We practice safe sex, like Shiro's.
We practice safe sex. We make sure to have our hands at 10 and 2, properly use turn signals, and always park with the parking brake.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Lhasa. Lance thinks he's helping. Really, he does. Only Shiro seems kind of pained at the remark.
God damn it, the way you phrase that, I'm just thinking they're going to have sex with Hamburger Helper just all over them.
Oh, no, no, it's about to get very interesting. Keith just gives him his annoying usual, you're being a dumbass, or sorry, you're being a dumbass. Look, Lance ignores it because it's...
Just wake her up! Like, bring her downstairs or something!
Wake her up inside.
Move her to a different room!
You know what? I'm literally sliding those off your dog bed.
Hey, Logan, I think you'll join me in this one.
No, Steve-O just pulled Laza's bed with Lhasa laying in it all the way to the fridge.
He was, like, modified by the Galra, right? They probably made him immune to STDs, and, okay, saying that out loud, it doesn't sound as good as I thought it would. You think? Keith demands, like an unhelpful asshole who isn't doing anything to get them out of the situation, out of it, like Lance is. Shut up. You're the one that never uses the damn condom. Fuck Keith Anniversary.
That's because raw dog is still so much better.
You know, I never liked that phrase.
Anniversary or not, at least Lance is doing something. Of course, by admitting all this, Lance notices that Corinne and Allura's faces start to turn scantily. At this point, Pidge is just rolling their eyes, and Hunk is just stuck staring at whatever, not important. Why, I never. You boys are lucky you aren't covered in disease. I don't know who's supposed to be talking.
I think it's Corinne.
Lance can't help but snort at the trauma in Corinne's voice. Okay, yeah, I guessed that right. Most of it would probably end up on my face anyways. Lance. Corinne's face is a study in horror. Allura thankfully excuses herself after Corinne's first enthusiastic read. Graphic!
Oh my god.
You mean you're going to take the jism on your face?
Explanation of
unprecedented
alien genital parasites.
Oh my god, it's disgusting.
They're burrowing into my thighs!
Oh no, don't you worry.
I've been worried ever since we started the show.
Corinne,
will you at least use standard docking procedures?
Yes, first I take my uncircumcised penis and put it onto your circumcised penis.
Oh, that's fucking hot.
You don't have an uncircumcised penis.
Look,
Steve.
A man can dream!
No, you can't. Dreams are dead. You're like Trump.
Don't let your dreams just be dreams.
Don't let your dreams be
dreams. Attach a 15-pound weight to your penis head in order to grow your foreskin back. Just do it!
No. In fact, no. I think, you know, wife, do you like my circumcised wedanger? There we go. See, she likes me, which means she likes my uncircumcised wedanger.
Wedanger.
It is.
Is your penis a Mega Man X bad guy? Wait, Boomer wedanger?
No, my circumcised.
May I continue?
I guess.
Corinne has sock puppets, jingles and dances against alien STDs, and medical journal images to add to his one-man show.
No, Logan, we'll wait until Judy's done.
Is she done?
Silence.
Corinne has sucked.
Oh my
god!
I don't know. I like you as a person.
Uh-huh.
And your penis just happens to be attached to you.
Right, and what do you think about my penis?
I like you, Dave.
What do you think about my penis?
She likes you and all
you have to say the thing
you.
I couldn't say.
I think she's just saying she'd be more satisfied if there was more skin on it.
No!
The thing about, like, I don't feel like I don't have... I want to go into a medical description of how my vagina doesn't have one ending. You're satisfactory.
No, I'm amazing. Nothing can
satisfy. She said satisfactory.
They're all laughing at me now. Every one of them has laughed.
I'm not laughing at you, David.
I am.
Dave, we're not laughing at me. Your satisfactory penis.
No.
We're laughing with your satisfactory penis.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. And this will be edited out. Look in general, chat. And there we go. There's David's penis right there.
Where's that?
Never. I'm always angry, now and forever.
No. What the fuck is that?
I can't say my penis is really satisfactory.
I don't like it very much. Whatever that is. I don't like whatever that is.
Better than every other penis in the world.
See, that's what I was looking for. That's all you had to say, is that my penis was better than every
that
other penis.
That is known as the spoon worm.
Alcohol.
Go have more alcohol.
How is it a spoon?
Can I fucking read?
No, my penis is more than satisfactory.
David, I get it. Your penis is a factory. It's okay. Logan, now you can read.
Your dick gets a C.
You get a C for the Better Business Bureau, Dave. Your penis really needs to get its rating up.
Fine, I'll go into training.
Corinne has sock puppets, jingles and dances against alien STDs, and medical journal images to add to his one-man show to literally destroy any chance of Lance getting laid ever again.
Again, ever.
He would be amazed if he wasn't so traumatized. Okay, but can we leave too? I don't see why we have to be here. Punk demands, looking more than a little green as Allure escapes. It's useful information. Corinne doesn't pause from where he's setting up a slideshow that showcases glowing warts. Pidge makes a face. Trust me, Corinne. I don't need it. They insist. Hunk nods along. Yeah, after seeing Lance like that, I may never want to. Hey! Mustn't say never. And besides, the knowledge is free. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Unless, perfect segue, you catch Andorian shingles.
And what? Hold! That, I am so conroused.
Hey, you can't just make up new words like that. You can't just start making up new terrible words.
Oh, yes, I can. You can't stop me.
Well, okay, to be fair, scarouse is actually a word coined by Futurama.
He didn't say scarouse.
I said conroused.
Oh, well then, yeah, stop making up stupid made-up
words.
Oh,
fuck off!
Corinne's next slide is frankly disgusting and makes Lance wonder if he can ever agree to sex again. Nick.
Next up is Val being refereed by David. Conroused is a legitimate word, and I will make sure it's a thing.
No, it's not.
You guys are the worst.
After what feels like ages and the most uncomfortable closing group hug known to men, they're all finally released to absorb their newfound sexual education. I can't believe that your dick can actually explode if you land on the wrong planet. Lance would laugh if he wasn't feeling so hollow, so dead inside. He doesn't even fight off Keith's arm when he slings it around his back. How much of that was Koran exaggerating, though? Can a dick really explode if you don't put a condom on like that? Kate asks because Kate is fucking psycho! And that's what he takes away from it all! Lance is in literal awe that Kate has made it this long in a short life. I take it back. I don't care what you guys are doing, all this stuff, even though we're only 17. I don't care. I mean, I wish you told me, man, but whatever. You guys are just so brave to even have sex when penis worms are a thing. Hunk says, and Lance thinks that maybe him giving his blessing, but he's not exactly sure. He doesn't really want to press. He and Hunk may be best friends, but right now, even he wants to just sit in a dark room and cry at the horrors of the universe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go eat and try not to think about all the ways our bodies could kill us just by getting lucky.
So are we at the erotic part yet?
No.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go back to Rover and pretend this all never happened. Pidge was a far stronger soul than the rest of them and didn't falter once as they all but ran to their room. Lance and Keith watched them both leave. Shiro makes an amused noise. I kind of don't want to have sex with you anymore, even if I love your dick and kind of want to marry it. Lance says after a moment to Kate. He's about to say the same thing to Shiro, only Shiro's putting his arm around Lance's other shoulder and leaning in. Koran was definitely, as it's spelled, exaggerating around more than half of those things. Shiro sounds so confident and sexy, and even in the face of graphic dick disfigurement, Lance isn't surprised at the goosebumps that settle across his shoulders. But he does have a point. We should probably be more careful in the future. Okay, that's fine. But can't we just, like, go cuddle or something right now? Curran's song and dance about worms is giving me flashbacks. Jiro squeezes his shoulder while Keith moves to take his hand. Also, we need to figure out what we're doing for our anniversary. You, Keith says, because it was his damn fault they were all in all this mess in the first place. Ha ha! I mean, more than that. Let's go on a date! Well, as much of a date as we can get around here. We'll figure it out, Jiro says. And there's that rough timbre of his voice, and Lens doesn't go all weak-kneed, even though he desperately wants to. For now, let's go back to my room. Yes, please.
We still got one more, because I'm not letting Sean get off the hook, so Sean gets his own story!
Oh, yay.
By Aaron of the Kulin clan, called Edward's Birthday. Edward's Birthday, yes.
He didn't stutter.
No. No, but I am Scatman John. Next up is Sean being refereed by Val, and Sean, you get this all to yourself, buddy.
Edward's Birthday by Aaron of the Kulin clan. Original link, https://... aaronofthekulinclan.deviantart.com/art/edwards-birthday-17212953. Edward's Birthday. Author's note. This isn't a part of Brooding Love, but it's like what Stepani Meyer did with the Bree training story. Like a extra bit or something. God loves you all, and I love anyone that God loathes.
Makes sense.
Cat hat. I woke up early at midnight because it was the day of Ward's birthday, and I was gong to set up.
No, there's no day.
It's Brer.
Oh, Brer. It was the day of Ward's birth, and I was gong to set up his supplies party early so he wouldn't know about it. Okay, I went to the Krulin's house. And meat smelt like a steak. Allie outside the window. She had a really pretty purple party dress and leather heels. Her hair, as in a rabbit.
Like a rabbit.
Was done in a nice wavy way. Hey, June, you look hot today. Ward would think you are so sexy.
Sean, your English is rapidly deteriorating. Pull up! Pull up!
Alice talked
this. If you read too much of this, you'll just get stuck like that.
Yeah. Alice taught me out loud. I was wearing a special outfit for Ward. I had Strag...
All right, hold on. Say it again. Whole thing.
Stragtoned. My hair, and was wearing a black dress, which was a dress and a skirt at the same time.
How it is the same thing now?
Dress skirts.
Yeah.
A dirt, if you will.
Dirt is actually what they call them.
Okay.
That's what I called it. I made that joke first. Logan, you quit copying me.
I'm just saying that you're right and Steve's wrong.
Do you think
spelled words or incorrectly spelled words?
I don't even care anymore.
Most of it is just red.
I think it's about 40-60.
It was tight and short and made my legs look really long and skinny. I couldn't wait, as in measurement, to see words react hen when he say me. Anyway, we got the tables out of the shed and put them on the ground and made a marquee over the top to protect it from whatever. We then put the cake out. It was a really expensive cake or whatever, and put all the food out, and then I rent home to bed until
her home was rent asunder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Until nighttime came later that night. I was really excited about the party because a lot of Wardy's friends that he hadn't seen for Eggers would be coming, as in Ovar, but when I went locking forwards to Astana, she thought Ward was hot and wanted to sell him away from me, but I was way hotter than her anyway, so I knew Ward would stay the fuck. We would me instead of going for why that dirty slit.
Wow.
It was six, and everyone hid in his room. Then Ward came in. That was mostly coherent. Happy
Beerath
Day. No, David, it was coherent. You don't have to say no.
No, no, that's Happy Byrath Day.
Yeah.
Happy Byrath Day, Ed Weirid.
Ed Weirid.
Random quote. I scrammed out! He jammed at me and huggled me tight into his pecs.
I'm gonna huggle you, Steve.
I'm gonna have to refer you to my lawyers because, you know.
I thought you were the lawyer.
Good thing that's you.
Oh, shit!
Which ear hard and tight? OMMG, Joan. You look hotter than you ever have beat number four. He told me, and I cussed his big lips in a erotical way.
Yeah, erotical.
Come outside. We have suppliers for you. Come on,
Sam. Welcome to the gym.
I sold for $2.25.
Playing with some of my buttholes. Playing with some of my buttholes.
I winked at him.
Oh, strong bad. You stuck your dick in some of my buttholes.
God damn it. His butt is like a goddamn honeycomb.
I winked at him and he winked back. We went outside to Rotunda.
Why do you have to keep putting an H in front? I hate it.
And there was one me and Elisa had mad for him this
morning. I think it's Alika.
Yeah, Alika.
Mourning as in grieving.
As in dead.
Plus all his friends were there. Or were, yeah. Then Tana came up to him and said in a seductive vocal,
Hey, big boy, you look good.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Go back, because this requires Sonora card gauge.
Hey, big boy, you look good.
Hey, big boy, you look good.
And then he tried to cast him.
Let me read!
Never!
And then he tried to cast him. Then I
was he a rook?
I'm picturing the insect monster from Men in Black talking right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Senior Cargage can't yell, but...
No, he can't.
Then I walled up to her and slapped her face on.
Yeah, you can switch off between Senor Cargage and Hamsar whenever you want. Also, when I first read that paragraph, it wasn't Tana. I read it as Tuna. Just imagine a sentient can of tuna coming up to you and talking to you in a seductive voice. Okay, don't imagine it. I regret saying that.
Too late. Already imagined.
Shit.
Already fapping.
No!
He is my boyfriend, okay? So back off, slutty.
God damn it. I gotta try to read this without laughing. Tana creamed in my erection and tried to pash me, but Wardy poosed her hard in the...
give me another reading on
the word.
You can't have three consonants like that in a row. It just doesn't work.
You, my friend, have not.
I've never been to Norway.
You've never been to Norway, where they put as many as they like.
Her heart in the stomp.
No, you hurt Joan now. Fuck off.
A shitload of exclamation marks.
The Lord is unpleased by...
Wait for it. Wait. You. Wait. No, no, no. Keep waiting.
Okay.
Now.
You.
Hey, I just looked up Norwegian mountain names.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Take a look at how many consonants in a row.
Storstigerdarstinden.
That's not too bad. Y can be a vowel.
Yeah. What English word has the most consecutive consonants?
Oh, Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh.
No, that's just the most consecutive letters.
Hirschsprung's disease.
I don't like that town. That's a name.
I was going to say, also look at that one town name in Wales.
Oh, is this the problem you have with your colon?
Oh my God. Here's another one. Try pronouncing this one.
What the fuck is that?
Shtroyska.
But I can't get over that second one. Shtroyska. I can't.
I don't think it's an actual.
Yeah.
Is it even a word?
It is.
Is it a word?
Google it.
It's an onomatopoeia.
I don't see fucking Merriam-Webster, so I don't.
Oh, God, no, there is a Merriam-Webster.
It's a plant!
Yeah, there is. It's a nomatopoeia.
You want to give that one another try?
I'll put that in pee.
Onomatopoeia!
Dave, Val, if you have to pee, you don't need to tell us. You can just go.
Yeah, you can just go. Sean, bring her home.
No, she's mine!
Bring her back to the country she belongs in.
No, I will hit her on the head with my club and drag her back to the cave.
No!
Just drag them by the hair. They don't fill up with dirt that way.
Val, I have accidentally given you Hirschsprung's disease.
Tennis sired and gave me the finger, but I ignored her because shed oogla now anyway. I forget to give you your precinct, Joan, I said to Ward. I gave him a box and he opened the box.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
In it was a ring made of sliver.
Like that really crappy movie from the mid-90s?
Or those really crappy creatures from Magic the Gathering?
Yes!
I loathe it! And he told me, and then we ate the cake, and I said, I love you, Ward.
Bubs, please don't tell me that.
I love you too, Aaron.
God, no.
The end, slash, comma three, comma three, comma three, comma three. Nah, that was a straight story.
A sweat story.
Is that just four threes given to them by the judges?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, that was a sweat story.
Woof.
Edward and Joan are perfect together. The end.
Yay. And you know what? It's exactly 10 o'clock, so fuck it. We're done. Good night.
Bye.
But actually,
everyone's
we did it.
Solix, thank you so much for coming on. We hope that you had a fantastic time as usual.
I did.
Yeah. Do you hate yourself, English, and humanity a little bit more?
I don't know. The seat. All in all, today was pretty milquetoast. Like,
milquetoast? Really, you get out of here with your $10 seat.
$10
I was going to say CAT. You're not a
all
cat.
All have seatbelt.
I used that word the first time I was 8 years old. My teacher didn't know what it meant.
Oh, you were just up on the competition. You should have taught the class. It's an 8 year old.
My dad just used to say milquetoast a lot.
I don't think we pushed the boundaries of what truly awful fanfiction is this episode, but we had fun.
All right. You tell me. You give me two lines of like that just exemplifies the worst in fanfiction ever, because I'm sure you have this available.
Oh, that's really tough. God damn, I'm trying to... There's so many possibilities.
See, so you're doing this to yourself. So by thinking about the extremes, you thereby aggregate all of that into what we had tonight.
Anything from an Agony and Pink.
Oh, no. Agony and Pink is just completely forbidden on the show.
Oh, yeah.
No, we have to read it someday.
No. No, I'm with Solix. That is a definite no.
No.
Yes, come on, gravel.
No, I will not. Agony in Pink is like, you remember how I complained about Like's Little Link and how we just got rid of the fucking episode? Or rather, we got rid of the episode got botched, but we decided we're never going to read.
Burnt Toast we will never read.
Yeah, Burnt Toast we'll never fucking read. You know, somebody
the
submitted, what is
time
it?
One.
Meg Goes to Sleep. We're never going to read that one. Really bad. Agony in Pink is just on the never list. Agony in Pink.
We just need to read the one line about the gravel.
I'm pretty sure the website was like made inaccessible in some countries.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. Like, you know how Twitch bans all them fucking hentai games that we want to stream?
No, that you want to stream, you dirty man.
Shh.
I figured it out.
Okay,
the
what
worst
is it?
Phrase, milk junkies.
Oh, the fucking Wait. Adopting a cute bear cub.
Oh, I was going to say, because if it's the big booby anime, that one's all right.
No, it's not the big booby anime, but I'm sure we do have worse planned for this season.
Why aren't we watching Milk Junkies right now?
What, David, why aren't we not watching Space Dandy right now?
That's because we're doing a show, Steve, stupid.
Don't call me stupid. You're supposed to be my friend. I gave you my Ecto Cooler and like two firecrackers.
You didn't give me shit. That Ecto Cooler was lousy.
He gave you Wolfenstein.
I gave him Wolfenstein.
And then he gave you Wolfenstein 2.
And then I gave him Wolfenstein 2.
Wolfenstein?
Floofenstein. It's the furry game.
Floofenjurgen.
It's where you fight furry Nazis.
Why are you trying to make more words with excessive consonants?
Like, it's weird because there are actually a lot more furry Nazi fursona characters out there.
All right. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.